Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Happy Wednesday to you. Thank you for being here. Today is November 8th, 2017, and we are going to talk about the energies of right now and the week ahead as we move through November. If you are new to this program, welcome and hello. Thank you for finding this show. You can find out more about me and my offerings at ConsciousCoolChic.com. And, oh, yes, my name is Molly McCord. I've been doing this podcast for about 5 years, and it's all about helping you understand the energies of what's going on right now. I am an intuitive astrologer, which means that when I look at a chart, it's sort of like a portal for me. That's the best way I can describe it. And the energies of the chart activate all of these messages, and that's what I give you and offer you in a session. We look at what is the strongest energy astrologically. Sometimes you'll get messages from spirit, from your guides, from angels, messages about past lives, messages about spiritual gifts, spiritual development, all that kind of stuff. So that's why I love doing this work, because I've seen how it really helps people on their path to just know who they are and what they're here to really be in the world, what their energy is about. It's one of the best ways we can use astrology. And so that's what we talk about in this show. And I actually have a little list. Well, it's a big list for this week, because we have a lot of energies going on right now. And I wanted to make sure and cover them all, because not only do we have a lot of big energies going on astrologically, but we are entering the 11-11 portal. This is November 11th every year when we get these openings of higher energies. As part of our ascension process, part of our awakening, part of moving up into higher levels of consciousness and understanding. And 11-11 is a really significant portal every year. And when it happens, I feel like we get access to more of our own soul's light, our soul's energy, more about the truth of who we are, which, by the way, spoiler, we are all love, and yet we have these different energetic experiences of love and what we have to transmute back to love and what we have to heal within ourselves and where we are learning to embrace and love ourselves more. And so the 11-11 portal is an invitation into ourselves as part of these beautiful cosmic creatures that are here on this planet. The 11-11 portal is also a time of deeper galactic energies. It's when we have some really cool synchronistic lineups with other planets, and we understand perhaps more about the cosmos, more about our place in the universe. So it's a really powerful entry point of energies. And when we're aware of them, we can make time to really connect with the energies as they come through and as they're available to us. So on 11-11, it's a beautiful time to do a meditation, a guided meditation, to understand that you might receive more messages, you might have vivid dreams, you might have a sense of knowingness about yourself. You could have answers, you could have breakthroughs, you could have something come through that you're ready to understand. And that alone can be incredible. And I really hope that you feel that sense of yes, you know, like, yes, this is true for me. Now, the 11-11 portal happens in Scorpio, which is this incredible, it's all about our passion, you know, where we feel emotionally powerful and strong. And we have a lot of Scorpio energy right now with the sun in Scorpio. We have Jupiter in Scorpio, and we have Venus, who just entered Scorpio. And so we are really being urged to look at how we are getting to the heart and the truth of who we are, what our emotional needs are, and loving all these aspects of ourselves. Scorpio is an intense energy. It's very much love or hate. right or wrong, life and death. That's Scorpio. It draws a line and says, well, where do you truly stand on this matter? Scorpio has convictions, emotional convictions that come from the deep place within of where that passion resides, that desire. And so all of these energies are bigger right now, especially with Jupiter and Scorpio amplifying it. And then we're going to have lovely Lady Venus conjunct Scorpio on November 12th and 13th. Okay, so we're entering a powerhouse weekend where we have this 11-11 portal, and then Venus and Jupiter meet up in Scorpio for the first time in 12 years. Now, granted, Venus and Jupiter meet up every year through a conjunction, but it changes because Jupiter is always in a different sign. And this year, when they're in Scorpio together, they sync up about money, about love, sex, anything that's truly a passion where we want to merge with another person. Now, Venus, she really is all about the money, the feminine relationships, the femininity, feminine qualities, where our heart feels truly bonded to another, where she has a deep desire for someone. And so, you know, it is a signature of big romance, big love, big sex, but also that sense of within yourself, what do you deeply love, desire, and how do you really honor that in you? So it's quite a spicy energy. Again, it's exact on November 12th and November 13th. It's a good day for money, depending on how it shows up in your chart, of course. It's going to be different. It's different for everybody. But it's about looking at money, financial matters, what you share, what you owe, what you perhaps even 12 years ago, maybe there was something, if you look back 12 years ago, did you get anything in this area of your life? It might be that same theme that shows up again. So Venus and Jupiter dancing together in Scorpio, it's just a lovely day. It could even be that you just don't want to work because it's the energy of vacation, of you just want to feel good. You just want to enjoy life and have some time to yourself. Scorpio energy can be quite private. And so you just want to bask in the pleasure of what you love. So I hope for you it shows up in the best and highest possible ways. I mean, I know we'd all would just love a windfall of money and a huge check of abundance coming through, and that probably will happen for someone. It would be a good day to play the lottery or to do some kind of investment. So it's good to know when that energy is coming up and coming through. And that is one of the good things that's going on right now, is this Venus-Jupiter conjunction. Other than that, I want to give you a little rundown of some of the relationship planets that are happening right now, because they aren't in their best signs. All three interpersonal planets, which are Mercury, Venus, and Mars, are not in their comfortable energies. They're in these costumes and clothes that don't feel right, you know, that you're thinking, I don't want to keep wearing this, but I have to wear this. So I'm going to make the best of it. So let's start here with Mercury. Mercury just entered Sagittarius earlier this week, and he goes pretty fast. Mercury is going to move through Sagittarius until the end of November, so 3 weeks. And yet, then he's going to start retrograde in December in Sagittarius. So he stays in this sign until January. So Mercury in Sagittarius until January. And that means whatever you're saying or doing now could come up for more conversation later, to revisit later, talk about later. Mercury in Sagittarius is very much the big picture. And every sign has its higher qualities, its higher expressions, and its lower expressions. Mercury in Sagittarius is funny, is entertaining, knows a good joke, knows how to lighten the mood and make you laugh. It is a seeker of knowledge. It is an explorer. It wants to know the bigger picture, the bigger meaning. It will study various subjects and topics to understand them. It looks for literally the bigger picture. It doesn't want the details, and it also doesn't really want to talk about the details. It's more of an energy of opinions, and this is what I believe, this is what I've come to understand, this is what I've come to know. And so there can be a lot of wisdom with Mercury in Sagittarius in its mature expression. It says, I've come to understand this, or I have this opinion or this perspective on this belief or on this culture or on this way of life. And it looks at things from that grand view. Now, a lower expression of Mercury in Sag can be a know-it-all, someone who's studied it all, I've seen it all, oh, I know it all, I have all the answers. They can be too opinionated without remembering or knowing that there are different types of truth. We all have a different truth. I mean, you could even look throughout your life. You had a certain truth about life when you were 5 years old. Then you had a different truth when you were 16, probably a different truth when you were 27, right? It changes. It evolves. So Mercury in Sag, however, can cling too tightly. It can be a zealot. It can be righteous and self-righteous. So we have to stay open-minded with Mercury in Sagittarius and understand that, oh, of course someone else will have a completely different opinion than you at times. And how does that affect you, or does it not affect you? Can you just observe it and say, oh, right, of course, you've had different life experiences, so you would see it differently. We're going to be working with this energy until January. So that's a good heads up about what might come up during the holiday season. And perhaps if there's topics of conversation that come up at the dinner table, you'll be able to navigate it with more wisdom and understanding, knowing that, okay, Mercury in Sagittarius here is really going to bring up people's opinions. And where do I want to contribute in this conversation? And what is really the best way to move through this without going into those self-righteous, know-it-all aspects. So Mercury in Sag is going on. We have, I mentioned, Venus in Scorpio. Now, this is also a placement for her where she's in her detriment. When a planet is in their detriment, it means they are farthest from their home sign, their home base, if you will. Venus loves Taurus and Libra. So when Venus is in Scorpio or Venus is in Aries, at her best, she kind of struggles because those signs don't exude her innate qualities. Now, Venus in Scorpio, she can have a hard time with jealousy. She can be kind of bitchy. She can be a mean girl. She can just be overly emotional in her reactions to people. She can be a little bit of that worried about what everybody thinks or making sure that she demonstrates that she's good enough. And I share all this because it's important to know what's under the surface. Now, Venus in Scorpio in her prime, if you will, when she's really strong and mature, is a wonderful counselor. She's that girlfriend you trust with your deepest secrets because you know she's got your back and you know that she values you. Venus in Scorpio can be a very loyal friend as long as there's trust between the two of you. And she can be quite wise. It's almost like she's had to go a lot of places in her journey, maybe a lot of heartbreak, a little heartache. It's the place where we have our shadow selves, our fears, our unconscious yucky stuff that is just part of being human. But Venus in Scorpio, she's a girl who can see all that and help you rise up help you move through it, help you transform it. And that's what makes her an amazing therapist or healer or counselor. So that's the highest energy, and that's important to know because wherever Venus is where feminine energy is. Venus represents the feminine energy in the collective. Mars represents the masculine in the collective. And, of course, we each have the feminine and the masculine within us. So when Venus is in Scorpio, well, women, maybe our feelers are up, and we have to watch out for our mean girls. We have to watch out for being bitchy. We have to watch out for jealousy, betrayal, resentment, anger, all those things. And instead, we have to access those deeper parts of ourselves that, you know, I get what she's going through and that it's hard maybe to be in her high heels at times, or it's hard to be in her slippers. And to understand that women are moving through a really deep transformative time right now on this planet. And it's part of why all these abuse, the sexual abuse stuff is being revealed. Hallelujah. My God, the power that these women are exuding is amazing and incredible, a force to be reckoned with, because it's the collective feminine energy working together to rise up and be powerful. This is also a beautiful display of Venus and Scorpio energy. So that's what we're looking for right now in the collective with the feminine energies, is to help bring up this stuff. And I think actually a wonderful archetype for this is Brené Brown, who is a Scorpio, and how her research, Scorpio, is on our deeper feelings, Scorpio, and how we can feel powerful with those deeper feelings, Scorpio. Brené Brown is a wonderful example of how we have to move through understanding these deeper aspects of ourselves with love and to accept them. So I'm going to just create her as an archetype here for this energy, and that you might even be drawn to some of her books to understand it more within yourself. Other energy we have going on, besides Mercury and Venus, who are not at their best places in the zodiac, is Mars in Libra, who is also not in his best place in the zodiac because he's in Libra, and he has to sit down and talk about things. And Mars is action. Mars says, no, I've got to get out there on the battlefield. I need to, you know, charge after what I want. I have to assert myself. It's my desire. And here he is in Libra, where his sword is taken away. He can't even wear cool armor or anything, you know, really strong. He has to sit here at the diplomatic table in a dapper, nice suit and talk about his plans. Oh, Mars, not a happy bunny right now. So this means that the masculine energy is weighing pros and cons. Oh, maybe this. Oh, maybe that. What about this? Well, we should think it through. We should be strategic and talk about it first and get other people's thoughts and bring them to the table. So this means that not only are we probably weighing our plans and trying to figure it out, but it could be really stuck in your head because Mars in Libra is mental and cerebral. And I could do this or I could do that or I could do this. So the action isn't there. It's stunted. It's like, oh, it's really just not time yet. I'm so sorry. It's not time to move. Think it through. Talk it out. Go to somebody you trust. See what they have to say. Then when Mars goes into Scorpio later on in December, it's going to shift. And you're going to know exactly what you want and exactly what to go for. So trust the timing. You know, Mars is going to get some good support here from Saturn in a little bit. So just know that the timing is on your side. I do want to give you a heads up, however, that later on in November, he is going to square Pluto at 17 degrees, and that's quite angry and volatile. I'll talk more about that next week, because that doesn't happen until November 18th or 19th. But just know that Mars, he's just not a happy camper. He's kind of pouty, and he doesn't want to sit at the table and talk. So he feels, he feels castrated. Let's just call it like it is. He just feels like he can't do what he's meant to do. So that adds to more frustration. So you have these three planets, Mercury and Sag, Venus and Scorpio, Mars and Libra, and they're just figuring things out, and they don't feel that they're in their place. So that's just part of the energy of November, and that's just part of where you could feel things are a little off, or you could feel like they're coming together in a different type of way than you originally thought. So we are moving through, ultimately, the fact that the sun is in Scorpio. And the sun is in Scorpio until November 21st. Wherever the sun is traveling in your chart in Scorpio, you could feel the need to retreat, be a little bit more private, look at your underlining motivations, your underlining needs, where you're really sourcing your power from, and the emotions that are under the surface there. And once you know that, once that clicks for you, then Scorpio really gets moving, meaning you really get an alignment for what you want and what matters and what's important, and you feel it strongly. And that's just how Scorpio moves through the world. They move. It's an energy that moves from a place of true passion and desire, ambition. And when it's in a healthy place, ultimately, it isn't about, this gets tricky. It's not about being powerful over other people. It's being powerful with other people, where you recognize that they are powerful too, and you're not looking to play a tug of war with them, right? Like there's enough of that tug of war rope for everybody, and you don't have to overly tug just to feel more powerful. So I hope that that can give you some understanding of the energies right now, because otherwise we can engage in these power struggles that ultimately feel uncomfortable, that aren't truly you, that aren't truly where you want to invest your energy. Speaking of invest, Scorpio is also about the money and the financial energy and resources we share with other people. So it's a time of year when we start to look at, all right, who do I owe money to? How am I doing with my mortgage? Where are my credit card bills? The holidays are coming up. How much money do I have to spend on gifts, to spend on people, to spend on a vacation? We look at our financial obligations. Scorpio is about taxes. Yuck. It is about the money we owe people, student loans, credit card bills, where you pay your dues every month, all Scorpio stuff. So that stuff can come up now for you to look at, to get on top of it, to work through it, to pay some things off. With Venus and Jupiter in Scorpio, you've got some help here. You've got help that's meant to move things along. And Jupiter is meant to make it easier and perhaps even faster and lighter. That sense of, I'm going to get it done, but I'm not going to let it take away my joy. And when these two line up, when Jupiter and Venus line up in Scorpio on November 12th and 13th, it could be that you get some solutions, you get some kickback money, you get something paid off, you get, again, that it's a great day to play the lottery. So don't give your power away to money, which we can unconsciously do, and instead look at how money is a tool, and that if you can remain a bit more objective around it and not go into the emotional undercurrents, you'll stay in your power. You'll stay more in your power. We're going to be coming up here to a new moon in Scorpio next week on November 18th, which I'll talk about next week. But I want to give you a heads up about this new moon because it's at 26 degrees of Scorpio, and it's going to square that big solar eclipse we had August 21st, which was at 28, 29 degrees of Leo. So the new moon is going to be a check-in point. And I want to bring this up now because we just had the Taurus full moon, which is when we are releasing, right now between that Taurus full moon and the new moon, we're releasing letting go, ending, completing, a cycle is over. And then this new moon is meant to show you where not only a new cycle begins, but what you have learned since that August solar eclipse. And what has changed for you. And what has changed deeply even. And where the work is now required, or that new next level of personal understanding of even where maybe you've been holding yourself back and you're just ready to bust through it. So this new moon feels quite big. We're not there yet. It's not until November 18th. But give yourself some downtime right now. Give yourself what you need to take care of you, to take care of your heart, to take care of your healing, to take care of whatever is coming up that you feel you just don't want anymore. Scorpio energy is the sign of death. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's when the trees drop the leaves that they've been growing, right? And those leaves, they fall to the ground. They get stepped on. They become mulch. They transform into the grass and to the earth to nurture the earth as mulch. But it's all about they had to let go of it. And we're meant to let go of something. And this will show up for you wherever Scorpio energy is in your natal astrology chart. This is a place of transformation for you where you're meant to allow something to evolve. You're meant to allow something to die and to be released so that you can have the free and empty space for the next thing to emerge. And this can happen in so many different ways. If you work with the seasons, you know that it's not until the spring that we usually get that new bud. But I actually see it as from the time of Scorpio, we then move through Sagittarius, which is where we celebrate and we find the meaning and we are wiser and we just feel more alive in ourselves, very even celebratory. And I think that it's actually in Capricorn, when the sun goes into Capricorn, that we start to get that next standing of what to build next. So just a little bit of a roadmap here to work with the astrological energies of, well, whatever we die and release here during the time of Scorpio, we love it and we're grateful for it during Sagittarius. And then in Capricorn, we understand how we can practically move forward. And we have the ability to see where we've matured, how we've grown, how we're better than we were, and now what do I want to build? Now what am I going to practically use? And that's important to understand because, as I've mentioned in a few previous shows, Saturn is moving into Capricorn in December, and that's a really big deal because Saturn loves Capricorn. He's at home in Capricorn. He's like, finally, I can be the school principal. Saturn in Capricorn is our inner school principal, where we stand in the hallways and we say, get to class, don't be late. Do you need to go to detention? Where's your homework? Is everybody here on time? Is everybody at their desk doing their work? You know, we're in charge of something in a very mature way. Mature, responsible, disciplined, no shortcuts, hard work. And that's going to be a really strong energy as we go into 2018. So for the bigger picture, know that whatever you're meant to let go of right now, Saturn is going to support us with the next steps, the mature, disciplined next steps of the path. Depending on how the Scorpio energy is in your chart, it can be really hard to let go, or you can be used to it. I know people with very strong Scorpio in their charts, and they just roll with it. They're like, okay, yep, that part of my life, dead, gone, over, great, next. And I find that people with strong Scorpio energy, they have multiple lifetimes that they live in this one lifetime. They can experience a lot of death, either loved ones, people they know, a lot of metaphorical deaths, a lot of new life phases. Maybe they move a lot. They have different jobs they try. They just have really defined times in their life of start and stop, endings and beginnings. So that's just going to be a theme. And I believe that you probably know what this is for you, and you already have a sense of what you are being asked to let go of. And let's see, I was going to look at where, okay, so the sun is at 15 degrees right now. So we're literally halfway through Scorpio. And so we have another 15 degrees here of this, another 15 days even of letting go. The sun moves through 1 degree a day. So trust for you what is complete, and know that it, of course, will be replenished and replaced with something even more true for you. Next week, next Wednesday, we will look at the upcoming new moon in Scorpio. Again, that's at 26 degrees of Scorpio. We'll talk about that. We also have that upcoming Mars squaring Pluto, which is volatile and can be war. I certainly would never want to predict war, but it's angry, masculine energy. And some other transits and good stuff happening. So before I sign off, just a reminder for that 11-11 portal on Saturday, to really take some time to meditate, to listen, to go inward, to whatever that means for your sacred time, your sacred space, and just know that there's a strong manifestation energy coming through. And what do you want next, and what calls to you next, and to know that you're supported in those next steps. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm grateful for your presence and your connection. You can find out more on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. And for those of you who are healers, teachers, guides, authors, you have been building a business, I have a new podcast. It's called Business and Books with Molly McCord, where I talk about business stuff to support your growth and putting your work out into the world. You can find that in this show's description. I put a link there. You can find it on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts from. But I want to let you know about that because I love talking about business, books, and how you can really follow your passion, make some money, and just continue to offer your gifts. So please check that out. Otherwise, I will see you back here next Wednesday. Thank you so much, and I wish you a beautiful weekend ahead with these beautiful energies that are supporting us. Take good care. Namaste.